This far, we have worked on our knowledge regarding social media, and then we zoomed in on you, who you are, how you would like to relate to social media, and what your attitudes and intentions are. Before we look at actual changes, I would like to provide some background on mindfulness. This is related to changing our attitude. So we are starting to focus on what we can change, but more on a theoretical, abstract level. How can you change your mindset so you are better equipped to withstand the pull of social media? How are you able to make more conscious choices? The answer to the last question lies in mindfulness, and I will focus on this tomorrow. Today we focus on a closely related topic, our thoughts and feelings. Let me ask you some questions out of the blue. No need to write down the answers. Kindly just reply to yourself instantaneously. What kind of thoughts do you have when you are on social media? Mostly positive, neutral, or negative? It is highly likely that it is a mix. The next question would be, when do you have positive thoughts and when more negative thoughts? And how about your feelings? Which emotions do you observe when you are on social media? Let me provide you with some options, and to yourself, answer for every emotion, yes or no. Joy, contempt, anger or frustration, anxious or worried, sad, jealous, surprised, disgusted, ashamed, guilty, schadenfreude. For those emotions that you have said yes to, when do you experience them? 1. Related to the things I share on social media. 2. Related to what I read or see of others. 3. Related to my overall behavior on social media. And obviously, different emotions may be related to different areas. If you need a bit longer to answer these questions, feel free to listen to them again and pause the recorder. I have some time constraint when producing these classes, so sometimes I just need to move on. You may be now asking yourself, but why are we doing all this? The idea is to gain as much insight as possible. At first, the insights were quite general. Why are social media so hard to resist? But this course should be relevant to you. Hence, I am sending you on a personal exploration. We have already reflected on your knowledge, attitudes, intentions, where you would like to be going, and possibly you have started a process of making changes, or maybe you are still in the process of gaining clarity. And both is absolutely fine. The idea is to follow your own pace to change your behavior. Thoughts and emotions are important because they influence our knowledge, attitude, intentions, and behavior. Just now we have considered your thoughts and emotions in relation to social media. Possibly you have discovered that your thoughts and feelings regarding social media are much more diverse than you might have expected. You may have realized social media elicits both positive, neutral, and negative thoughts, and a wide variety of emotions. It is even possible to experience two emotions at the same time. The final thing I'd like to do today is to present you a different perspective on our thoughts and emotions. Let me start with our thinking, our thoughts. The issue with our thought is that we often confuse them for the truth. Descartes, a French philosopher, is famous for his quote, "I think, therefore I am." And although being able to think is definitely a good indicator that you are alive, it is also true that thinking often distracts us from being. We'll continue on this topic tomorrow. The important thing right now is that thoughts are not true, and they also do not define you. An example, you have put a photo of yourself on social media, and you feel vulnerable about this particular picture. It is a different image than you normally post. You are showing more of yourself. Unfortunately, the number of likes is less than normal. You may be tempted to say, "See, I should not show the real me." Or even, "I knew it. Without filters, I am not pretty." It seems like a logical response, but it is just not true. 100 things may underlie the reduced numbers of likes. Maybe the algorithm was not in your favor. Maybe different people saw your post in their timelines. Maybe people were scrolling and forgot to press like. Maybe some people felt a pang of jealousy at this natural beauty or at your courage to show yourself just as you are. The thing is, you just don't know. But your brain usually presents you with one option, and the longer it repeats that option, the more you think it is true. Please observe this process and then release yourself. Always think outside the box. Consider other options, even the opposite options of what has come to your mind. Make a conscious decision what you'll do next. Are you adamant you want to show the real you? Good for you. Keep those natural photos coming. Do you feel exposed or fragile? By all means, do not force yourself. But make a conscious decision if you want to keep posting what you used to post, or choose to stop posting until you have figured out what you would like to do. I cannot emphasize this enough. Whatever you choose to do, it is fine, as long as you are conscious of what you are doing and why. About emotions. More than thoughts, I would use emotions as indicators, like red flags or green flags. If you often feel sad or angry after having spent time on social media, you may want to reflect on the why. I am of the opinion that emotions are of the utmost importance and should neither be suppressed or ignored. But I also strongly feel that social media should not have a strong or lasting impact on how we feel. Ideally, you start using social media in a certain mood, and when you have finished, you feel pretty much the same as before. In the meantime, you may have been somewhat agitated because of a ridiculous comment, a bit jealous because of a gorgeous holiday pic, touched by someone's post. Nothing wrong with any of that, as long as it comes and goes. If you frequently notice huge mood fluctuations during or after social media use, I strongly recommend removing the triggers. As I have mentioned before, using social media because you feel bored is not a good idea. When you have finished, you will feel as bored as before, but you may have lost several hours in between. And even more importantly, if you seek out social media because you feel unhappy, please reflect on what you are doing and notice that it does not make you feel better, probably worse. I strongly encourage you to talk to people you trust. This brings us to challenge 5. In the next 24 hours, observe your thoughts and feelings around your social media use. With around, I mean, what do you think and feel when you decide to go online? What do you experience whilst you are on social media? And what do you notice afterward? If you like, keep a little thoughts and feelings diary. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow when we finally touch on the subject of mindfulness.